For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Governor Bill Haslam wants to open the door to school vouchers in Tennessee, but just a little. He'd like vouchers to go to low-income students in low-performing schools. But some Republicans in the legislature want to go further. In this week's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George talks school vouchers with Andrea Zielinski, who covers state government for the Nashville Post and the Nashville Scene.
Vouchers, it's something that's been discussed for a long time in this state. Other states have tried it out. But who in Tennessee wants school vouchers?
Particularly, we're seeing it as an issue for Republicans here in the legislature. They've been the ones that have been pushing for that. Very few Democrats are interested in vouchers because it's such a controversial issue. But, you know, we're seeing it pushed by Republicans, but, you know, we also are seeing a lot of special interests want vouchers. And they say that they're advocating for parents who are trapped in, you know, failing schools because of where they live, and those parents want an opportunity to take their students somewhere else without having to change their zip code. But that's all fueled by also a lot of, you know, special interest money there, folks who, you know, are interested in education reform on various fronts. So, we're seeing a variety of folks interested in vouchers.
Well, for the private schools, it's not just as simple as them just getting state money from these students in order to pay tuition. If they accept vouchers, there are some things that they'll have to do as well.
First of all, not every private school would automatically be eligible to take students who want vouchers. So they would have to apply with the state, they'd have to meet certain benchmarks, they'd have to be willing to provide free or reduced lunch for low-income kids who would otherwise qualify for that. But the other thing is, they might not get the full cost of tuition for those students. Let's say, you know, a student is going to a school and the public school funds would maybe only cover half of the private school tuition. They would still have to be okay with that. There's not going to be a balance parents are going to have to pay afterwards. So there are a lot of different factors in here. So it's really going to be up to individual private schools to decide, although they do favor the idea of vouchers.
So as we said, the governor, he's trying to tiptoe slowly into introducing school vouchers in Tennessee. But the legislation that has momentum right now in the General Assembly, it's actually a bit broader than what the governor's proposing. What's different about it?
Well, the legislature is really juggling three different proposals here, right? So you have the governor's bill that's the most restrictive, focused on just the lowest 5% schools. If you're attending those schools, you can apply for a voucher. There's about 5,000 vouchers that first year. Now, both the House and Senate versions, they want to be able to max out on any unused vouchers that they have. They would do that by having a second wave of applications of folks from the schools that are in the bottom 10%, not just the bottom 5. And the Senate goes even further, says that if there are students in a county that have a failing school, then they would also be able to apply for vouchers.
Last year, Governor Haslam had a school voucher proposal. Lawmakers started to fiddle with it, and he pulled it because he didn't like those changes. Here we are again, lawmakers making changes to the governor's proposal. How is he reacting this time around?
So far, pretty even keel. He said that, you know, he's happy that the legislation is on the move, that it's not, you know, stuck in some committee somewhere. But he really wants this, if they're going to pass something like this, that it focus on low-income kids at the state's worst schools. And he has, if there's been anything he's been very, very firm about, it's been that's what he wants the focus of a voucher program to be.
Andrea Zielinski covers state government for the Nashville Post and Nashville Scene. Thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Nashville Public Radio's Bradley George with a Capitol Hill Conversation.